Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Catch up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Here's some good news. Seth MacFarlane has no plans to end Family Guy. I don't see any good reason to stop. People still love it. It makes people happy. And I don't know if there's any reason to stop unless people get sick of it. And I read some, you know, some just a piece of crap a-holes on Twitter. If you don't like it, don't watch it. But I still love it. It still makes me smile in a world that sucks. And MacFarlane is a good dude. And you know, we're lucky that we get these kind of shows that they're animated that can last forever, because actual sitcoms you love can't do that because the actors get older, they get tired, they don't want to keep paying these people.
Well, they get arrested. They get in all kinds of trouble.
The but Simpsons has paved the way. Yeah. Like, no.
Which I've never watched.
You don't have to stop.
It's so funny. I was never a Simpson guy. I know it's a great show. I just never watched it.
I was for the first, you know, 10 or 15 years.
Well, you were that age group. I wasn't.
And then I kind of lost track of it and never went back.
But Family Guy is always timeless, because it can be, you know?
Yeah.
It can be. And so could Simpsons, for that matter. You know,
I think South Park still hits on all cylinders.
I never really watched South Park that much either, you know. But I know it's good, but it's also about current stuff. And that's what I like about Family Guy. It's just dumb. You know?
But I mean, it remains, though, that if you're having fun doing it and people love it, a show like that's animated
can go on forever.
It can go on forever.
Right. As long as MacFarlane wants to do it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised those creators and people around it don't get tired of it. You have other writers and stuff.
He's got like-minded writers in there. Of course he does. He's not writing all that stuff anymore.
He's
not doing just that.
Stop teasing me about another season of The Orville.
I know. I told you, Todd. Told you you'd love The Orville, man.
Is there going to be another season of The Orville?
Right.
And then, probably not. But
I don't know. He hasn't discounted it. I saw his social media. They showed some new sets.
He would love to do it, and I think the last season aired just on Hulu, correct?
Right, it did. Yes, it did. Yeah,
because previous to that, it was a Fox show for a couple.
And by the
seasons,
way, that has nothing to do with this. He can do both. I mean, like he's gonna.
Yeah, but I don't think it's gonna happen. I think I just get a lot of stuff in my news feed, so I click on it because they know.
I'm hoping it does too.
I like this guy likes The Orville. He'll click on this.
I hope. Yeah, exactly.
Well, as soon as it comes back,
what is your engagement?
We'll be talking to Scott Grimes as soon as it comes back.
Cool. Exactly. Right. All right.
Because I prepped hours to talk to that guy.
I did too. Yeah. I watched all of Band of Brothers. I literally laid 10 hours into that.
That show's worth it.
Yeah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So you mentioned, was that dead person thing in Colombia?
Brazil.
Okay, well, say Colombia to puss.
Colombia.
All right. You're not as hot as when Sofia Vergara says that.
I don't know. I agree.
You're not as hot.
I agree.
And her neighbor, Shakira.
Yeah, same town, right?
Same little town, I think.
Yeah.
They're having a drought, and what I love about this is they said shower together.
All right.
Yes.
You don't think anybody says that in the U.S. because we're so uptight.
Okay.
That's a mic drop right there.
Yeah,
all right. Jesus.
Just the prospect of showering together gets them a little excited.
A little slapstick.
Wow. Mic drop you can actually hear, too, man. All right, I'm going to hold that for now.
I thought you had fallen over.
I thought there was a campaign to shower with a friend, you know, like when we were younger.
I think it's harder in the United States because of the obesity.
Well, obesity, the Christian crap, you know.
Shower with someone, eventually somebody's in the back of the shower cold.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you have a shower
head. A double-headed shower,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, most places you don't have that.
You're right, exactly.
But yeah, this is in Bogota. They're they're telling people to shower with a partner.
We had an old news girl pronounce it that way once. And Todd and I looked at each other.
Yeah. Water supply.
That's why we
left
the word Bogota, right? Bogota, by the way, in case you're listening, you don't get the joke. Right?
Oh, yeah. I was like, what's wrong? What's the problem?
The capital.
Nick was thinking, that's it.
Yeah.
Colin L. Allen didn't skip a beat.
What's wrong with Bogota? Yeah, shower together. But it was like the official government policy, right? Shower together?
All
right.
Shower as a couple, said the mayor of
Bogota.
What
if you have a roommate and you're not a couple. Just you.
Oh,
and
you
dude,
might be
man.
Briefly.
Yeah.
This is an educational exercise in saving
here.
Water,
relax,
nothing
relax.
Else.
Just wash my ass for a second.
Can you wash my ass? While you're back there, wash my ass.
I think it was our show researcher, Matthew, who wrote in a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about showering. Yeah. And he said, you know, he was on sub duty.
Yep, you said duty.
And he said, you know, there's only a certain amount of water on the sub.
Yes.
So he said, you know, you got to get in, turn on the water, get wet real quick, turn it off, then, you know, lather
Subs up.
Lather up, turn it back on quick, rinse quick, turn it back off. You know, he said, you know, you were trained to use as little water as possible.
Yeah.
I think I would do that over showering with somebody that I wasn't banging.
Well, and first of all, who would you shower with that you weren't bagging? That's a good point. I'm not going to hop in the shower with you guys, and you're not going to drag your sister in there, you know. I might drag your sister in there, but, you know, whatever.
But they say, this statement from the mayor of Bogota says, shower as a couple, it's an educational exercise in saving water, nothing else. Yeah. So I don't know if they're encouraging people who are not, you know, romantic couples to shower together, but they want you to shower in pairs.
I think you would have a better chance of getting one of us in the shower with you than anybody's sister. At this point.
Well, you guys are easy, too. Right. Let's clarify that. I agree with you, Todd, on that one.
We are easily enticed.
That's true. that's more to say more about us.
Yeah, I don't even have a sister, but I want you to entice me.
Right. I don't think you're hopping on anybody, you know, that is you're related to, you know.
No.
The public water utility of Bogota estimates that there could be only 54 days worth of water left. For the entire city.
And then what?
And then probably something bad.
They probably tell them, too, to shower every third day or something like that. You know, wouldn't you just do it that way? Listen, we're going to, although I have to shower every day, I can't do that. But we're not going to shower together, but you shower Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I'll shower Tuesday.
To prevent a disaster, local officials have divided Bogota into 9 time zones, each of which will be cut off from the water grid for 24 hours at a time on rotation.
How about the times they tell you just to pee and don't flush the pee?
Yeah.
They do that a lot. Yeah, yeah.
They have over 7 million people that live there.
Yeah, that's a big city.
leave a douche in there for a couple of days too. They tell you.
No, they don't.
You have to if you don't have if access to the water, you're gonna have to take a dump. It's just gonna sit there.
Did you say access?
Yeah, you did. Do
they need rain?
It seems so. Yeah.
Is the reservoir depleted?
Yeah, it seems there's a drought going on.
It's like that Onion headline. It's from 2015. It's one of my favorites ever. Amount of water man just used to wash dish to be prize of hand-to-hand combat match in 2065.
If you had the okay,
or,
here's a question.
Or in Bagoda now.
Yeah, or now.
Although Puss couldn't answer this because he can't, didn't have a sister. But yeah, would you rather? You'd rather do neither. So I hate the word rather. No,
this is a gun to head, would you rather.
Gun to head. Shower with your mom, shower with your sister.
Ew. Sister?
You've got to go sister.
Yeah, you do. Because the visual's probably going to be a little better than your mom, you know?
But then,
by the way, I made it sexual.
Mental
anguish. What if your sister's hot? You know,
yeah. What if it's too good, and then all of a sudden
you chub up?
Sorry,
yeah, you might not chub with your mom though. You know,
yeah. I think
neither are a good choice.
No, but I think
I didn't say it was a good one. It's not would you rather, because you'd rather do neither one. Mm-hmm.
It's gun to head.
If you have to, would you shout? I'm not saying touch each other. This is an incestuous thing. You might have to hand each other
except
a loofah.
Except you made it that way immediately.
Loofah the back or something like that. No, all I said was you
your
to
sister's
hop in,
hotter.
Hop in a shower with your mom or your sister.
That's sister. Got to be sister.
All right.
I'm thinking. My mom used to bathe you, so.
She did. It's just no big deal.
Right. Nobody wants to see their mom naked.
Yeah, but you never bathed your mom.
Nobody wants to see their mom naked.
No.
No. No, it's sister. It's a terrible choice, but it's sister.
Yeah.
It's conversations like this where I just hope my family's not listening.
Like your sister?
Well, there was a couple. There was one we were going to read at the live show, and even I thought, man, I don't want to get into this with the families in the crowd. No, it was the one about.
We'll get into it now.
Yeah, we will. Oh yeah, it's totally different now. We're not looking out there at people. Oh, if you had to. The brains are inside the different bodies. That was a mom sister thing too, right?
Yeah, we.
No, it was a wife. That was a wife. That was a wife mom thing.
Yeah, if your mom and your wife switched brains,
yeah,
who would you bang?
Yeah, which body would you bang?
Yeah, which body would you bang? And that's the...
It'd have to be where the brain's at.
But then you're looking at... Well,
I know. This is why I didn't want to do this live at the show.
I think that's an ask your wife.
Well... I don't think my wives like this game like we do.
Well, no, they wouldn't. But I think if you were legitimately in that situation, like if you picked the wrong one, she'd be like, "Can't believe you banged my brain or the body." If you make the wrong decision,
see, I think you
it could be held against you.
You know,
like,
you know,
hey,
going in,
you have to this has to be done or whatever.
You say wrong decision as if there's a right decision in this scenario.
Well, you have.
It's all brutal.
I think you go with the wife's body because you can have her just. The mom's brain, just be quiet. Don't say anything.
But the mom's brain is getting laid. But, whole thing,
but,
man.
And then has that memory.
You're banging your... No, I think you're banging your mom at that point. No. I mean, I disagree with you. I think you'd probably just have to suck it up and bang the wife, whatever the wife's brain's at.
I question whether you're going to be physically able at that point.
Yeah, well, okay, we'll just add Viagra in there.
No, I think because dudes are more visual. You want the body.
I'm thinking of them.
I'm thinking of them.
Why?
Because your mom is laying there and you're banging her.
Okay, that's her problem.
No,
I'm going to deal with my trauma.
It's your problem.
I'm going to deal with my trauma of seeing that.
Yeah, it's all your problem.
It's your problem because your mom's going to know the rest of the time how you were in the sack.
That's because Tyler is a selfless lover.
Thank you.
And he's
thinking
about
the partner. I've been told that a lot.
Especially in this weird scenario.
Which I didn't want to bring up in the at the live show because since Nick and I for sure had, my mom wasn't out there. My wife was out there, but also my mother-in-law was out there, and my daughter was out there.
Yeah, but Nick's mom, wife, and sister were there.
I know.
That would have gotten real weird for you.
Yeah. So I'm surprised you didn't bring it up just to be a dick.
I would have, but we had so much else going on that night.
Yeah.
I don't want to drag, because I would have had to answer the question, too, and I don't want to get there. You know, I didn't want to go there. I'll do it on the radio. It's different, you know. We're not staring at anybody.
We don't have to look at anybody but each other. Yeah.
And we know your sister's never listening again. No, your sister does listen. You know, your daughter's not listening.
My daughter certainly won't.
No, she won't hear that.
Right? So you want to shower with your sister.
The real test will be to see if she goes to the next live show.
Yeah. Oh, she turns it down? Okay, yeah. Got it. All right.
Yeah, so we've established Nick wants to bang or shower with his sister and bang his mom's body with his wife's brain.
I don't know. I don't know that choice. I think if you were able to talk to your wife about it, that's what you would do. Be like, hey, I know your mind's going to be in her body. Ugh. Like, what do you want me to do?
That's terrible.
That's a tough question for her, too.
Well, yeah.
I still think she's going to say, just bang me in your mom's body.
Say, all right, then, that's what we're doing.
I just realized I said that out loud.
You did.
Thousands and thousands of people heard that.
Yeah.
And I apologize profusely.
But at least you didn't do it in a crowd of 500.
Doesn't matter if it's on the podcast either way.
Look at
faces. No, because we had to look at somebody, yep. Todd.
Yeah. Totally different.
You know who's really mad about this is Cameron, that he didn't get here in time for this
discussion. I know. Old Gordon. Yeah. People want to know. Speaking of sitcoms, people want to know how we got Gordon to come on the show today. You know?
Gordon gets put in wacky situations.
He does. All right.
We got the end of that TSA list to get back to too. We teased that and then never finished it.
There's a few items.
All right, and your thoughts on the horrible question we just asked you?
I just got a text from our buddy Jason Regan. What in the F are you guys talking about? Is just cutting my dink off an option?
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's not.
We make up the rules here.
All right, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.